Cynthia, are you here?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Daryl. I believe Cynthia started the recording. Let's see what's going on with her. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't hear anything.
Thank you.
Hello? You want me to go ahead, or what's going on?
Okay. Daryl, you're supposed to do the first prayer?
Yeah, it's called a prayer of Thanksgiving.
Okay, just a moment then. Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. I don't really know what the technical difficulty is right now, but we're going to begin our prayer service for this evening. This is your facilitator's assistant, Darlene Williams. Cynthia Tinsley will be on the line shortly, I'm sure. But we're going to start off our service this evening with the prayer of Thanksgiving from Deacon Daryl Harris. Thank you so much, Deacon Harris. You may begin.
Good afternoon, my First Baptist friends and family. And my prayer is about a Thanksgiving prayer. And I'm going to thank giving for my pastor, my pastor's family, my First Baptist church family. And the Thanksgiving is be thankful for God, what he does for every day, the littlest thing on the largest thing. Father God, I just want to thank you for, first of all, for my life, for blessing me with my life this morning. Let me see this day that I never saw before. God, I just want to thank you for everything that you ever done for me in my life. When I thought my situation was wrong or it was bad situations, Lord, I just thank you for the Thanksgiving to be thankful that, you know, you showed me in a way that I should be thankful for. God, I'm really thankful for your son, Jesus. Because we all say God all the time, but I don't really hear people say Jesus. And in the Bible, it says that in order to come to the Father, you have to go through the Son. To get to the Father, you have to come through the Son first. So in Jesus' name, I want to say this Thanksgiving prayer. Father God, thank you for just being who you are, because you are who you say you are. But you don't never hear you say who you are. You don't ever hear you bragging or boasting or being proud about who you are. You just shows us every morning who you are by letting us wake up and see a day that we never saw before, a day that we'll never see again. God, just thank God for all the Thanksgiving for all the people in this world, Lord. I know, Lord, we need to be living in this world with more love for and compassion for each other, Lord. I know some reason we're not, but, Lord, I just want to thank you for just being who you are. And I just want to say the Thanksgiving for my family, my friends, and everybody, in the name of Jesus Christ, which is my Lord and Savior of this time, Son of David, in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Harris, for your prayer. We will now have our scriptures from Deaconess Maisie Slade.
Good evening. Sister Cornelius has asked me to read three scriptures. 1 John 3:8, 1 Peter 5:8-9, and Romans 16:20. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, and he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for the scripture reading. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Lamar Pearson.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, we come humbly before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for the blessing of every brand new day. How you continue to bless us with food, clothing, and shelter, that we might be able to continue to stand before the wiles of the devil, that we might be able to come before you with rejoicing, singing of songs of joy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for a reasonable opportunity to call on your everlasting name in a time of trouble. But the world is storming. Men and their friends and enemies are vowed to destroy one another. Seems that the land of all seeking war, one with another. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak wisdom to the hearts of those who lead, that they might learn to stand for the wiles of the devil. We thank you this day for a reasonable portion of help and strength, how you continue to make a way for us out of no way. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Pearson. We will now have a 2-minute closed mic prayer. That's your time to speak to the Lord for yourself. That will be 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. Praise the Lord. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good evening, First Baptist friends and family. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being so good to us, O Lord. Thank you for this day that you have made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in all the benefits that you provided for us. Thank you for allowing us, Father God, to have another Wednesday night prayer meeting, O Lord. I pray, Father God, that you will touch the hearts and minds of all the visitors that are here, O Father. I pray, Father God, that you will just tug on to them, O Father. Help them to realize and know that you are a God who sits high and look low. We see all of our faults, but yet provide every last one of our needs. So I pray, Father God, you provide the need for them to help them to realize and know that this is the branch of Zion that you have in store for them. So I pray, Father God, that you would also let us set good examples for our visitors and the members in our community. Thank you, Father God, for my family, Father God. I pray, Father God, you would give my wife and children all that they stand in need of, protect us as only you can do. Pray that you would just wrap your everlasting arms around our church family, Father. I pray, oh God, that you would just let them realize and know that you are a God who answers prayers, and you are a God that can provide for us. All we have to do is just call out your name, oh Lord, and you will be there to answer our prayers. This is the day that the Lord has made, as I said, and we all should be happy in all the things that he has done for us. Also, let us realize and recognize that we can't do nothing within ourselves, but through you, O God, all things are possible. I pray, Father God, you would just forgive us for our sins that we have done that's unpleasing to you, so you can allow us to receive your wonderful forgiveness. Also, help us to redeem our mistakes and failures, to surrender to you, and to worship and praise you every minute of every hour. I pray, Father God, you would be with our pastor, Father God. Watch over him and his family. Thank you for all the years of dedication that he had bestowed to First Baptist Church. I pray, Father God, you would just allow him to have the strength that he needs, so that he will do your will, your way. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to also to minister to all our young people, Father, that's here on the line today, oh Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just protect them from the dangers of this world, oh Father, because you know all the trials and situations and struggles that they are going through in life and in school, oh Father. But I pray, Father God, you just put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Lead them in the way you choose for them to go. And I pray, oh God, you also watch over and touch and heal our sick and shedding members that's calling out your name right now, Father. I pray, Father God, you would just breathe your strength down on them so that they can have your peace, oh Father, and help them to get off the bed of affliction, oh Lord, because they need you, we need you, they love you, and we love you, and we want you to provide for them as only you can do. And also, Lord, I pray that you would just comfort the people who have lost loved ones, oh Father God. They have pain in their heart, oh Lord, and they are broken down due to a loss of a loved one. I pray, Lord God, you would just fix their hearts to be focused on you, oh Lord, and allow them to realize and know that you said in your word that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, Father. So help us all just to trust you and only you besides anything that might come into our way. Oh, God, give us strength to endure the storms and the pitfalls and the bumps that's in the road, oh, Father. I pray you would just give us hope, Father, where there is no hope. Give us the peace just to feel your ever-loving presence. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the freedom to endure the trials of life that we all go through day by day, and allow us to receive your wonderful protection, oh, Father God, from the enemies that's out here, oh, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you allow us all to be able to be bold to speak on your word and not be fearful, because you know that fear could paralyze our faith, confuse our mind, and allow us not to be the people that we choose to be. So strengthen us, Lord, so we won't be fearful. Allow us to be the servants that you chose for us to be, your Father. I pray, Father God, you would just touch the person who's going to speak today, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would just let them speak of your word so that someone can hear your voice and they will be delivered, and also they will want to be closer to you, to have that burning desire to love you more, to adore you more, and to feel your ever-loving power, because you are our Savior, our Redeemer, our friend, and you are our Father. Bless us all and keep us. Give us all what we stand in need of, because you are our God and we are your people. Bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. We will now hear a musical selection, and after that selection, we will have an inspirational moment from Sister Eunice Cornelius. She is a Watch Care member of First Baptist Church. She attends the Adult Class Number 2 Sunday School and the Mary Martha Bible Study. That's Sister Eunice Cornelius after we hear a musical selection. Thank you.
Good evening to the shepherd of this flock, Dr. Frank Tucker, this awesome Wednesday night prayer ministry, my First Baptist family, my loving, prayerful family and friends, Deaconess Macy Slade for reading the scripture by Other Heartbeat, to the scripture Whisper Ministries, Prayer Warriors, and my siblings in Christ. It is a joy to have been chosen as your inspirational speaker. God bless. And oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Might we pray. Eternal God, I pray that you cleanse the thoughts within our hearts through the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit. I ask that you make our hearts dwelling places for thy perfect love as we worthily magnify your name. Help us to trust you to deliver us in your own time and way. Thank you for blessing us not because of, but in spite of, and for the beauty of your holiness upon us that gives us divine favor in the sight of all around us. Oh, God, I ask that by way of your indwelling Holy Spirit, that as I open my mouth, you will speak for me so that something I say will touch somebody's heart. Now I don't want anyone to think that the God I'm serving is one who we have to beg. So I must pause here, but only to turn these petitions into praises in the matchless, mighty, and merciful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And now for your hearing, Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Thanks be unto God. I'd like to share, as my introduction, a spiritual count of bad versus good, because life is really a series of sketches on the battle between bad and good, which takes place through human history. You see, hate has four letters, so does love. Enemies has seven letters, so does friends. Lying has five letters, so does truth. Negative has eight, so does positive. Under has five, so does above. Cry has three letters, so does joy. Anger has five letters, so does happy. Wrong has five letters, so does right. Hurt has four letters, so does heal. It means life is like a double-edged sword. So transform every negative side into an aura of positivity. That's why we should choose the better side of life. For life is meant to be embraced, not just endured. For we are created to succeed, designed to win, equipped to overcome, and blessed to be a blessing. Let's continue to live out God's purpose in our life, loving one another. And that in itself leads to this inspirational moment I've entitled "A Message for Satan." From all of the whosoever believers, a message for Satan. Satan, we know who you are and from whence you came. You were an angel in heaven who became jealous and proud. You rebelled against God and was thrown out of heaven. You now seek to oppose God and his people in any way you can. But you are not so powerful as God, for Jesus came to destroy the grip, Satan, you have on people. However, God and his church always triumph in the end. We know who we are, whose we are, and whom we represent. You, Satan, are well aware of our locations because you often send your delegates to us, God's chosen. First, allow me to personally thank you for considering this branch of Zion, which belongs to the Lord, whom you, along with your imps, have crucified according to God's plan. I am fully aware of your tactics and tricks that you often display on those weak-minded souls you have captivated with your cunning and deceptive ways. You have always wanted that which was not yours, and often promise that which does not belong to you. Well, I would have you know that during this prayer conditioned hour, we, the body of believers, know that the God we serve is not impressed. Neither is he tempted or persuaded by your efforts or motives to take that which is not yours. We at the Lord's church, which was purchased by his blood, cannot and will not give that which is holy unto the unholy and that which defiles. We are not fearful of your ways nor your threats, for our life is in his hands. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and might and a sound mind. Satan, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we do bind all of the tricks and cunning, deceptive actions you try to take against us. When God is for us, no thing or no person can stand against us. It is written, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. Yes, the weapons will come. Yes, the weapons will test us and try us, but they will not prosper. We must continue to stand on the word. For 1 Kings 2:3 says, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Weapons can come in any way from anywhere, and sometimes from the most unexpected people. The source of the weapon, which is you, Satan, intends to hurt us. But God will use those weapons as tools to strengthen our faith and increase our trust in him, no matter what it may be. That's why we must trust God, not people. Depend on God, not ourselves. Live for God, not this world. God is over everything. We declare out loud, God, we know you are with us because the Spirit who lives in us is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. It's in the Word. 1 John 4:4. We will serve our God Jehovah in the joy of our salvation. So, Satan, this is our stand in the Lord God, who is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We will serve the Lord. This is the side we have chosen because he first chose us. And John 3:16 showed us his love by giving us his only begotten son. Well, that's it, Satan. From a child of the king who has been set apart, along with all of the whosoever, who you, Satan, are so interested in. But just know, we are believing, trusting, obeying his word. And it's because of who he is and how he is that we leave you with a major message. We belong to him. This church, First Baptist, belong to him and not you, Satan. We and all churches who serve him belong to him. His blood is on the doorpost of our souls and will remain there until we meet him in glory. So be gone, Satan. For the greatest privilege God has given us is the freedom to approach him at any time. It's stated in Hebrews 16:4. Saints of God, that's why when God's blessings come down, our praises ought to go up. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Think about the anointing upon Joseph. Can you sit in Joseph's seat? Your healing might be offensive to those that benefited from your brokenness. Heal anyway. That's why I can thank him for equipping me with everything I need to live as an overcomer. So Satan, I serve notice again. Be gone, and I declare and decree it in the sure, sovereign, safe, and the saving name of Jesus. Let the church say amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We will now open the lines for 20 seconds so that you can offer your compliments and thankfulness to Sister Eunice's message this evening. 20 seconds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God
bless you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that bread of life, that bread that we just got fed.
Thank you.
Thank you for your blessing.
Praise his name. Our Lord is.
Praise the Lord. We will now, I will now read you a message before bringing in Reverend Tucker. The Christmas blessings with the pastor. This Christmas, with your help, our outreach ministry will serve 125 foster children residing in the DMV. Won't you join us with a donation of $25 or more to help others experience the joy of Christmas? There are several ways to give: cash, check, or money order, Visa gift card, online at www.fbcwdc.org/egiving2, and it should say something like outreach when you search. Or you may give an offering to any member of the outreach ministry during the worship service. Collection times will be October 16th through November 12th. The gifts distributed to the children will be made in honor of our pastor. Join us Sunday, December 11th at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church for a service of recognition and appreciation for the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, sponsored by First Baptist Church Outreach Ministry. If you have questions, you can contact Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. If you are coming to the event on December 11th, please keep in mind that there will be temperature screening and face masks will be required. We will now hear from our pastor, Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Just a moment, please. Reverend Tucker. Reverend Tucker online this evening. Just a moment. Okay, I do not see Reverend Tucker, but I do see Reverend Young, so I am going to pull him in. Reverend Young, I'm going to pull you into the service. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sister Williams, and thank you for your leadership this evening. We thank God for all of the participants on the prayer meeting tonight, and a special thank you to Sister Cornelius, who gave us that message full of conviction. And I love those words in the beginning. Looking at the flip side, we talk about life being a double-edged sword. You said life is meant to be embraced and not just endured. And that's the message for all of us on this evening. So we thank God for what you shared, because we definitely want to be able to let the enemy know that in seasons of darkness and we have difficult times in our lives, that he has no power, but we ourselves, these living vessels, have the power, the excellency of the power of God inside of us. And it's by his spirit that we are able to rejoice and also able to triumph through in the victories in life. So thank you very much for that reminder. It reminds me of that old hymn of the church, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. And that's what we're doing as we stand. And we continue to fight. We continue to love. We continue to minister. We continue to worship. So once again, we thank God for that reminder. We want to also thank you for the reminder for the Christmas blessings for the pastor that's coming up. This year is going so fast, so please enjoy this fall season. And certainly we know that I think we'll be supposed to be turning the clocks back sometime soon. I believe we are. I don't know if they've legislated that quite yet, but certainly we are seemingly rushing to the end of the year. We're excited about continuing to celebrate or having a season of celebration for our pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, coming up in November with his anniversary, the organ concert on November the 20th, that very same day, his anniversary, and our church anniversary, 159th church anniversary on Sunday, November the 27th, and so many other things that are going on throughout the year. And once again, the Christmas blessings of the pastor is a part of that. So continue to please make sure that you're paying attention to email and all the announcements going on, so that we can all govern ourselves accordingly. We do know that our church meeting is going to happen this coming Saturday, October 22nd at 9:30 a.m., and it's going to be virtual and in person. So those who are coming in person to the church, the meeting will be held in Ida Clark Hall, and it will also be on Zoom. All right, so please make sure that you pay attention to that. For those who have reports, they were due by yesterday. Tomorrow is the last day to take any reports. those stragglers that are lagging behind trying to get those last few pieces of information in. And we appreciate that. But tomorrow, make sure that you send that into the church office and by email, and we'll make sure that that gets into the package for Saturday. Please continue to pray for our sick and shut-in. We know that many of our members have illnesses, but we want all of us to keep them in our prayers. Make sure that you call them, send them cards. We understand that we serve a healing God, Jehovah Rophi. So wherever you are, please know that that your church is praying for you. For those that are experiencing hardships, we're praying for you. We had a great Men's Day this past Sunday. We thank God for our men and for all those who are part of the program and the planning. Thank God for Reverend Bowen, who brought a wonderful word. This Sunday is Fourth Sunday. We're looking forward to having our very own Reverend Peggy Miller preach the word of God. Please, please, if you can't join us in person, we would love to have you in person. Of course, make sure you join us online by way of Facebook or YouTube, or make sure you can go to our church website and, you know, see it that way. But we are excited about what God is doing, and we're grateful that you are joining us in this. In this season, please, once again, continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in. Please pray for those who've lost loved ones. Continue to protect yourselves and be safe. If you hadn't gotten those boosters or those shots or vaccinations, please make sure that you do that. And just be careful in this season, as we know that usually around this time, the numbers kind of tick up a little bit, which is why we're continuing, as Sister Williams said, when you come into the sanctuary, to take your temperature and make sure that you continue to wear your mask. We sincerely appreciate that, and we thank you all for your continued support of the ministry as well. May God bless you. May God keep you. We thank you so much once again for this prayer experience. We're now going to come up for a time where we're going to pray unto the Lord in a closing prayer. So we're going to unmute the line for 20 seconds so you can render your request to the Lord, and please know that God hears your prayer. 20 seconds.
My mother, Eleanor Younger.
Happy birthday, Sister Judith Lynn.
Gracious God, it is once again we, your believing children, humble ourselves before you at this time, thanking you for your blessings, your many blessings. Thanking you, God, for hearing our prayers. Lord, your word lets us know to take delight in you, and you will give us the desires of your heart. So we ask, Lord God, that you would continue to hear our prayers, and we seek your face, saying, God, let your will be done. For, Lord, sometimes we don't know which way to go. We don't know what to say. We seek your face and your wisdom, God. The world has wisdom of its own, but, God, we don't want that. We seek you. In our many travels and trials, on our jobs, within our families, in our neighborhoods and communities, wherever we are, God, in our church family, and those who are connected to us, we ask and pray that your blessing of safety and security would be among them. We know that there are people who are suffering all over the world. There are those who are still trying to put their lives back together from the hurricanes that have devastated states and cities and towns in the southern area of this country. We know that there are people who are still struggling in Ukraine from the war going on there. We know, God, that there are even those who can't put money in the gas tank, Lord. We know that, God, there are those who are unfortunately still being taken out by the hand of violence, our young people, God, and people all over. And, God, we need you now. Hear our prayers, Lord, as we cry unto you, saying that there is no other God that we know. There's no God that can heal like you. There's no God that can save like you. There's no God that can stop the hand of the devourer and destroyer like you. There is no God who can give us peace, a peace that passes all understanding, that will guard us and cure our minds in you, Lord Jesus Christ. There is none like you, God. So we pray for peace. We pray, God, that you would turn those who are having despair in their life and their situation over into joy. We ask, God, Lord, that you would allow us to remember to remember how you have blessed in the past, and even as we're going through the valley situations right now, to know that you are with us. We're praying for our pastor. Continue to bless Pastor Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Lord, continue to strengthen him. Give him wisdom, Lord, and your vision, God, and guidance. Thank you, Lord God, as he continues to shepherd this flock. Lord, we know that it has not been an easy task over these last 2 years, but God, we give you glory because we thank you, God, for what you've instilled in him and for, Lord God, the fact that we are a church, Lord, who knows who you are. We understand the work of the enemy, but we more importantly know who you are because greater are you that's in us than he that's in this world. So thank you, Lord. For that. Thank you for the fellowship that exists. Thank you for this church body that will not give up, that has not given up. Thank you, God, because, yes, Lord, we know that in this season, while there are those who are looking forward to unwrapping Christmas gifts and all of that, there are those who are about at the end of this month going to be celebrating demons and the dead. There are those who next month will say thank goodness and not thank God. We remember that you are the reason for every season, that as they talk about the demons, we will rejoice and sing of your praises, that as they say thank goodness, we will say thank God, and as they unwrap gifts, we will thank you, Lord, for unwrapping the greatest gift that anybody could ever give, and that was in your Son Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God. We magnify you. We glorify your holy name. There is none like you. We close this prayer with a prayer of praise and saying thank you, God, for what you're doing, and thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for the lives you will save. Thank you for the souls that will be touched. Thank you, God, for allowing us to minister. Thank you for worship coming up. Thank you for your preached word. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for healing. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for being forgiven. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for mercy. And thank you for your grace. Just a few thank yous, God, for what you've done. We love you. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. We thank you, God, for your peace. Have a wonderful rest of the week. God bless you.
Amen. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for this evening. Thank you so much for hanging around with me and being patient with me and with Sister Cynthia Tinsley. She is on the line, but for some reason her mic wasn't working, so she was unable to speak. But please believe me, she has been here the whole time playing the music and supporting us as usual. So I thank God for her diligence. And even with the issues that were going on this evening, she was here with us. We appreciate your being with us, and we invite you to come back again on next Wednesday. And, of course, we pray that you are with us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for our service. And hopefully I can see you in person. I'll be there. Hope you'll come in the doors also. And for those of you all that are leaving, we just thank you for being with us. And those of you that are staying on, we will continue to play the music. God bless you and have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week.